Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. It is an honor and a pleasure to be back here at the LIBER conference. Today, I would like to discuss with you the need for and the trends towards more cooperation between libraries and library networks. And in particular, I would like to give my view as an outsider, as a foreigner, as a retired librarian on the German situation. We will all agree that libraries need each other to make affordable and efficient license agreement, to create and maintain a good national, regional, and international information infrastructure. And I'd like to point out that gradually the meaning of the words information infrastructure gets another meaning than it used to have in the old days. Libraries need each other also to solve big problems such as archiving of research collections, digital preservation, and to have a strong political voice, be it about budgets, about copyrights in discussion with the European Commission, be it on the VAT on electronic publications. I think that more cooperation is possible and badly required. All libraries are facing a declining demand for services libraries were built for, such as print collections, cataloging, lending, reference work. All this is going down, not only in research libraries, but also in public libraries. On their own, libraries cannot meet user expectations in the time of Google, iPads, and mobile devices, and cannot meet the new challenges that have been discussed already at this conference and will be discussed in the days to come. Libraries in most countries face an increasing pressure from university and funders to be more cost-effective, to provide value for money, and to reduce their costs. An opportunity is that cloud-based services are becoming available. Interesting it is to be aware that cloud-hosted versions of back-office library systems of the next generation and discovery systems are being developed by major players such as OCLC with WorldShare, Ex Libris with Alma, and ProQuest with Summon Web Scale Discovery. The promise of this development is that applications can be added by libraries and by other organizations, and that there are opportunities to combine services from different platforms and vendors. But the proof of this pudding will be in the eating. Libraries have positive experience that they can reduce costs and that they can act more efficiently if they cooperate in shared cataloging, if they make license agreements by consortia and national agencies. But I think that we could do much more. We can reduce and should reduce unreasonable cost of commercial journals by more national, international cooperation and advocacy. 15 years ago, Elmar Miedler and I were heavily involved in the foundation of ICORC, the International Coalition of Library Consortia. And I think that since then, a lot has achieved in terms of conditions, but I think that more coordination is still required in the negotiation process and in the time schedules of negotiations in the various countries. It is still so that publishers can maintain their divide et impera policy. I also believe that more active stimulation of open access and repositories is needed. A recent survey by the SURF Foundation in the Netherlands showed that only 20% of the publications and data are in open access. Statements of the European Commission are wonderful. We had last week, we had again a wonderful statement of Vice President Cruz on open access, great. We have statements of funding bodies, wonderful. University mandates, excellent. But these statements should be materialized. Librarians should act here as advocates and change agents and strengthen their national and international cooperations. For instance, by combining licensing with demands for open access, such as suggested by CORE, the Coalition of Open Access Repositories, chaired by Norbert Lossau. But also, it can be done, such as Dr. Lieb suggested in one of the goals of the DFG for the next years. Cost reduction and efficiency can also be achieved by joint acquisition of library systems and other applications and by outsourcing or cloud sourcing. That could be another priority. If we look at library networks, then we see two trends. The networks that started with joint cataloging have extended their role. OhioLINK is an example, GBV, but also the other German networks, PICA, BIPSIS, ABES, all started with joint catalog. But networks that started with licensing have also extended their role. Examples are FinELIP in Finland, HeLINK in Greece, ANCOS in Turkey, CBUC in Catalonia. In Norway, an interesting development is going on. BIPSIS is the key supplier of library products and services for institutes of higher education and public institutes and the National Library of Norway. BIPSIS has provided for many years in-house developed integrated library systems for many, many years. The library directors in Norway came together some years ago and said this cannot go on because this traditional library management system, such as all traditional library management systems, do not fit anymore in today's environment. And BIPSIS decided, BIPSIS is working, by the way, under the Norwegian Ministry of Education and Research, they will move in 2030 to web scale management services by OCLC, using services from the cloud. And this should be used by more than 100 libraries in Norway. In Finland, the National Library Network Services of Finland offer national databases, licensing of electronic information, digital library services, and joint statistics. It serves as a part of the National Library, also as a development and innovation center. It is now hosting various library software for the libraries in the country, such as Voyager, MetaLib, SFX, Encompass, DSpace for the repositories. Recently, this organization decided that the new public interface or the discovery tools will not be based on a commercial solution, but on open source, ViewFind, developed at Virginia Tech. In France, the development of ABES is of interest. ABES was created in 1994 to implement SUDOC, the Union Catalogue of the French University and Research Libraries. SUDOC has now 1,400 member libraries. They have done really a great job, but also ABES has gradually extended its role. The new goals in the strategic plan for the years 2012-2015 are, amongst others, to become and be a metadata hub for digital research information, both for the French information and for research information that will be acquired from international sources. They also want to extend their role in national licenses and offer libraries support in acquiring new back-end systems of the next generation. This is really new developments. ABES is working under the Ministry of Higher Education and Research and is working closely together with the French National Library. In my own country, the Netherlands, research libraries cooperate very well on the National Catalogue, the GGC, on interlibrary loan, on licensing, on current research information. The strategy for the future of the UKB is to create a national repository infrastructure and to have a joint development of online services in the field of the curation and storage of research data, management, curation, and storage of research data. There is in the Netherlands no cooperation on back-end and discovery systems. Why is that so? I've asked myself, why? It's a small country, only 13 universities. Look at Norway, look at Finland. I think that there are various reasons for that. Latter. First of all, a dominance of the individual interests of the university libraries. Second, competing university leaders. Thirdly, the absence of a strong funding authority. And the fourth reason is probably a weak government and now an even non-existent government. But I think that if the goals with respect to open access and data would be achieved, it would be already a quantum leap forward. It is interesting to read a recent report of the University Leadership Council in the United States. The name is of the report is Redefining the Academic Library. The key message of this report is that the library's traditional role as a repository for physical books and periodicals is quickly fading. Everyone will agree with that. And the report says this has important implications for space utilization, resource acquisition, and staffing. The report also stresses the importance of information literacy, the need for new information infrastructure, and for the management of scientific data. It also says that centralized purchasing authority is essential in deriving savings from library consortia. Truly substantial savings require a greater degree of both financial and organizational centralization, as well as a larger membership than is typical with most consortia. And universities in the United States are planning to share an increasing number of resources and back-end systems among institutional partners in the near future. Without any doubt, the important library networks in Germany have contributed significantly to the development of the libraries in Germany. But I think that it is fair to say that at this moment, there is a colorful picture of solutions and approaches in the six library networks. Harmonization and collaboration with respect to systems and major changes has been limited so far. And I also think that it is right to say, and I want to stress that innovations and progress have been stimulated enormously by the German Research Society. With great interest, I have read the joint recommendations of the Wissenschaftsrat and the DFG of a year ago, February 2011. And from my point of view, some interesting issues are the statement that the enormous capabilities of the six networks should be used better, that more coordination is required, that there should be an integration of catalogs and services, that there should be a coordinated service development based on open architecture for the whole country, that there should be a steering committee. But also, it says, financial resources remain at the same level. Savings that will be achieved by cooperation will be used to innovate services. These changes will be stimulated by the further program of the DFG. And I think that everyone in other countries, every library, will envy German libraries for this. I understand that the various library networks in Germany are fully engaged in and committed to this change process. And it is crystal clear that cataloging, acquisition, online searching will or should become basic services that probably will become available in the cloud. How about universities and university libraries? I understand that there is a lot of discussion on these recommendations and that not all universities are particularly pleased with it or are a little bit cautious. I think that you mentioned that already. Are networks and consortia taking over the tasks of the university library? And what will be the remaining role of the university library? I think that it is good to read, at least that's what I read as an outsider, that the Wissenschaftsrat says we will focus on the information infrastructure, and in that information infrastructure there is an important role for universities, amongst others, in the field of information competences, retro-digitization, cultural heritage, support of virtual and research environments, open access research data. The information infrastructure, words that are coming back with a new meaning, is in a way very strongly connected to the Bielefeld Conference. In 2009, I had the privilege to give the wrap-up of the 9th Bielefeld Conference. And I took the slide, one of the slides I used 3 years ago, exactly this slide. And it said, there is a lack of cooperation, interoperability requires more standardization, there is an e-infrastructure needed for data curation, archiving, preservation, and access. And the conference referred to the upcoming EC strategy, creating a European scientific data infrastructure with e-science digital repositories. Well, in the meantime, in the year 2011, the report of the high-level expert group Riding the Waves on Scientific Data was published, and it was endorsed by the European Commission, and millions and millions, maybe billions of euro will become available to implement that strategy. The Bielefeld Conference 2009 also said that the link with the role of the library is still not very clear. It is time to focus on these issues and to embed our services in research practices and needs. I think that this message could be confirmed today. Here is an important challenge, and it should be, but it should be noted that the European Commission has also emphasized in its report and in its discussions after that the role libraries could play in this area, in particular in the training of students and young researchers. And also the Knowledge Exchange Group of DEF, DFG, JISC and CERF has stressed that the role of librarians, data librarians, in supporting researchers in data publishing and data sharing has yet to be developed. Also, this confirms that the research library has an important role to play, probably eventually free from the tasks and activities that can probably be performed better and more efficiently by others. And then I talk about traditional library tasks that will become gradually a commodity. I think that also the presentations this morning has shown that we gradually in the library world have more people who do understand the problems and the opportunities of data and the role of libraries in this area. But there are still few libraries who are really engaged in it. And that's also a concern, I know, of the European Commission. I would say, let's make time for it. Let's reorganize our libraries to be able to function on these key issues. And let's transfer some tasks to other organizations. The question is, are libraries ready to outsource some of their traditional services? Are libraries ready to transfer some decision-making power to a trusted party? I believe, and I agree, that this change will only work with excellent interaction and communication, with a decision-making process with clear rules and control mechanisms, and with a quality performance that is guaranteed and carefully monitored. And in this respect, I fully agree with Mrs. Siebert. A final remark. Open access to great digital content, management of e-research infrastructure, and efficient library management require national and international cooperation. I think that in Europe, LIBA, the Association of Research Libraries in Europe, can play an important role. Research libraries can play a decisive role in their institutions if they connect with their teachers, researchers, and students, and can make a difference for them with new services. Thank you very much.